You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast, where we look ahead to the upcoming series between Pakistan and England. It gets underway on Tuesday morning. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me to look ahead to it is former England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, thanks, you.
Yeah, good, thank you. You looking forward to this series?
Yeah, very much so. It's a really tough one for England. Being beaten easily out in the UAE before by Pakistan, so it's a really tough challenge for them.
Yeah, they were thrashed, weren't they, last time? 3-0 in that series in 2012. And add to that the fact that Pakistan are unbeaten in 5 years since they moved, forced to move to the UAE. It is going to be a daunting task, isn't it, for England?
It is, and we know that England don't really play well in these conditions. They are very much like the subcontinent, you know, what you find in Pakistan itself. But Pakistan have been fabulous in these conditions, and really now across the world, the home teams seem to dominate these test series, and it's no different when Pakistan are at home now in the UAE.
Yeah, they obviously play the conditions very well. The spin's going to be a big factor, and it's something that England have struggled with in the past, particularly if you go back to that series against Pakistan before.
Yeah, I mean, we went over there before with Graham Swann and Monty Panesar, but really probably wasn't our spin ball in itself. It was the inability to score runs, and that's what we've struggled with facing the Pakistan spinners. Not just scoring, but rotating the strike and really getting some pressure back on the bowlers. And again, that's going to be a similar challenge this time.
We saw England bounce back, if you like, against Australia after a disastrous series in the Ashes of the time before, and they came back to win it. I suppose they're kind of treating this in the same way. They want to avenge that defeat in 2012 and try and win this series. Do you think they're capable of doing that now, where they are at the moment? They're obviously flying quite high at the moment.
They are capable. I mean, we didn't think that they'd really beat Australia this summer, but English conditions in England are a completely different animal when they're at home and when they're away. And I think this is one of their toughest challenges, I really do. I think this is going to be tougher than South Africa in terms of the conditions. I think South Africa are a better all-round team than Pakistan, but Pakistan in the UAE are really tough to beat. We've seen them beat some really good teams over there. So I don't think they'll win this series. I think they'll make it closer than it was last time, but I think ultimately Pakistan will come out on top.
OK, well, we'll move on to the betting in a moment. We're going to go through the first test and then have a quick look at the prices for the series as well. Before we get stuck into that, though, a little bit of team news, if you like. Significant absentee for Pakistan is Azhar Ali, who tormented England last time. He got 250 runs when Pakistan won the series 3-0 in 2012. So that's good news for England, isn't it?
It is, yeah. He's a good player for them, as you say. The thing about the Pakistan batsmen, when they get in, especially in Dubai, they do make it count. Big hundreds, big double hundreds we've seen from the likes of Ali, Yunis Khan, Misbahul Haque. So once they get in, they are difficult to dislodge. But Ali missing out could just give England a little bit of a chance.
All right, and with regards to England, then, just reading through the things this morning, it seems like Adil Rashid probably will make his test debut for England, and that's more than likely going to mean that England will open with Moeen Ali.
Yeah, I think England are right. They've got to play two spinners. If Adil Rashid is ever going to play, it's going to be over there where spin really does hold the upper hand. But I'm not sure on whether Moeen Ali should be going up to open. He's not a natural opener. They can still play two spinners. They can leave out one of the seamers, maybe Wood and just played Broad and Anderson. But it looks like from the warm-up games, Moeen Ali has been opening with Alistair Cook. So I do expect Ali to open and Alex Hales to miss out.
Okay. Should we get stuck into it then? The first test. Pakistan are 6-5 to win the first test. The draw is 9-4. England are also 9-4. So the hosts, favourites, and do you think rightly so?
Rightly so, yeah. And we've mentioned all the factors with that. The first one is in Abu Dhabi, somewhere I've played myself. After the first few overs, the ball just goes soft. There's no real orthodox swing. There's no bounce. So that takes a toll, but the bowlers out broad and Finn. That's probably why Finn will miss out. then you've got to really work on the ball. And the way the Pakistanis have been successful is we'll reverse swing but spin. You'll see spin come into the test so early. And they've got Yasir Sahar, and probably it's going to be Zulfikar Baba, the slow left-arm rule player. And you'll see them bowl in tandem and really put pressure on the England bowlers. So I think that's how the test will play out. And it's who can get most runs on the board, really.
Okay, so leaning towards Pakistan in the match betting then. Let's get stuck into some of the player markets as well. We'll start with the top Pakistan batsman, headed by Yunis Khan, who's 72. Azhar Ali in the betting there at 4-1, he won't play. Misbah Ul Haq is 9-2. Ahmed Shahzad is 5-1. It's also fives for Hafiz. Malik is 11-2 and 13-2 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you think will stand out with a bat for Pakistan?
Well, with Ali's absence, as you mentioned, I'm not going to get too funky on this. I think Yunis Khan, he's got a really good record in the UAE. He knows the England bowlers, having played in county cricket, usually experienced. The one thing I would say about Pakistan, they are an ageing team. They've got some older players than England in there. So that could come into play a little bit with the heat, but Yunis Khan shows no signs of stopping at the moment. He's scoring runs, real healthy average the last couple of years. So for me, it's going to be Yunis Khan.
Yunis Khan to be a top Pakistan batsman. Then let's look at the England batsman. Joe Root 11-4, Alistair Cook 4-1, Ian Bell 5s, Alex Hales is 6s with James Taylor, Moeen Ali another one at 6-1, Johnny Bairstow 8s, 9-1 for Ben Stokes, and 10s or bigger for the others. Who do you like for England?
Well, I think the top order have got to get runs for England, and I believe the top order is the easiest place to bat out there, because, as I say, doesn't do much for the first few overs until the spin come on. So you can get in and get a few runs early on. So I think it will come from our top order. We're coming on to the series betting later on, but I think for this game, he showed signs in the warm-up game against Pakistan here when he got a half century. Ian Bell, I think 5-1 is a really good price for Ian Bell. He'll bat at number 3. I know he's had his knockers. He hasn't had the best of Ashes series. But one thing he does do is play spin well. And if he's in form, he's still one of England's better players. So for me, Ian Bell at 5-1 is a really, really good price.
Ian Bell then at 5-1 for England. Just a quick note as well, we do have a second chance on top batsman bets. If your batsman finishes second, then you get your money back as a free bet. So do take advantage of that as well. Let's move on to players with the ball in hand. Then we'll go to the Pakistan bowlers first. Yasir Shah is 2-1. Babar is 3-1. Riaz 7-2. Junaid Khan is 4-1. Rahat Ali 4-1, and Imran Khan is 9-2. I want to hear your thoughts actually about Yasir Shah, because he's got a remarkable set of figures so far. In just 10 test matches, he's got 61 wickets.
I know, incredible. And you're not going to be surprised with what I'm going to say next for the top bowler. Yasir Shah, I don't think he can look anymore. He'll be licking his lips really with what's happened before in UAE, and when, especially when England have been there and how they've played spin. He had a really good tour to Sri Lanka. As you say, he's new to test cricket, but his record's been phenomenal, really. So I think he's really going to be England's biggest challenge throughout the whole tour. So for me, after the opening pair, probably it's going to be Riaz, maybe Junaid Khan, the two left-armers, but then we'll see a hell of a lot of spin bowled, and Yasir Sahar will be the main weapon. So for me, at 2-1, it's Yasir Sahar.
To be top Pakistan bowler then at 2-1, and for England then Jimmy Anderson back in the team is 3-1, Stuart Broad 3-1 as well, Adil Rashid is 100-30, Moeen Ali 7-2, Stephen Finn 7-2 as well, Mark Wood 4-1 and 9-2 or bigger for the others. Who do you like for England?
Again, I'm going to go with the spinner, simply because I think they're going to bowl the most overs, even in the first innings. Normally first innings it's dominated by seam. I just think with the heat and it's between Rashid and obviously Moeen Ali. For me, I think Alistair Cook trusts Moeen Ali more than he does Adil Rashid. Adil Rashid will be making his test debut. England know all about Rashid, but I just think Moeen Ali will be first to come onto bowl. He'll bowl at the most pressure time. So I'm going to go with Moeen Ali.
Moeen Ali at 7-2 then to be top England bowler. Any other markets that you like for the first test before we move on to the series betting?
I always like a man of the match, and I'm only going to go for one, and I'm afraid it's going to have to be Yessi Sahar at 8-1. I think that's an unbelievable price. I really do. He gets most of the wickets. You've already talked about his record, and if Pakistan win, which I think they will, he'll be the main reason for that, unless someone goes big with the bat. But normally, if you get 20 wickets in a test match, they do favour the bowlers in these markets. So I'm going to go MOM, Yessi Sahar at 8-1.
All right, plenty of headline offers on the site as well, and Yasir Sahar is one of them. Him to be top Pakistan bowler in the first innings and Pakistan to win the first test is 6-1.
Yeah, that's another one. I guess the man of the match one allows him to take wickets in the second innings as well if it doesn't quite come off in the first innings. But again, I think that's another really good price, 6-1 first innings and Pakistan win as well.
Okay, on to the series betting next then. You've mentioned that you're siding with Pakistan in the first test. What happens in the series then? 4-5 for Pakistan to win the series. The drawn series is 3-1 and 11-4 for England to come out on top. They'd be up against it after the first test if your predictions are right. Do you think they could then go on to win it, or would you just be siding with Pakistan?
No, I think Pakistan. England could possibly win a test. But I think Pakistan will at least win two, which they'll probably need to do to win this series. You could maybe get a high-scoring draw. We've got to go to Dubai yet and Sharjah, where runs do seem to flow. So if one, both teams bat well, possibly get a draw. But I still think Pakistan are coming out on top at 4-5 for the series.
Right. So if we were to put a correct score on the series as well, do you think England will get a test under the belt?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to go. I think we might get a draw in one of the. I'm going to go 2-0 Pakistan.
Okay, 2-0 Pakistan is 9-2 there, and you can back Pakistan -1 on the series handicap as well at 9-4. That would obviously land if that was the case there. Best bet for the whole of this podcast then?
It's got to be Yasir Sahar. I just think he's going to be really tormenting England. I think you can get him as top series bowler as well. For Pakistan, but I think it's pretty safe. You're going to see him in the headlines a lot over the next three tests, and I think he'll be taking bundles of wickets and really getting stuck into the England batsman.
Okay, good stuff. It's been a pleasure once again, Anthony. Good luck.
Cheers.
Enjoy the first test, and we'll catch up with you again ahead of the second one.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.